like show business. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Kevin Carr.
Where?
I'm on It's Movie Time.
The name of the film that we're doing is Downsizing. But where are you, Kevin? You always show up.
I'm down here. Just look down here, John.
Oh, my God. There you are. Kevin, what happened?
Well, it's temporary. Hopefully, it'll wear off soon.
Oh, downsizing.
That's right.
And Matt Damon just decides that he needs to downsize.
But this is taken through to a literal aspect where people are actually shrunken down to 5 inches, and then they have their own little world, and basically abandoned by his wife. So he's left on his own without the money and nest egg that he normally would have had going from middle class to this tiny little person.
But Kevin, you're supposed to increase like your holdings by 1,000 because you've reduced.
Well, yeah, but then you have to give half of that away in a divorce settlement. So that's how he ends up on the skids in this movie.
Yeah. So you're able to move into your McMansion, which they couldn't afford before.
Yes. And then couldn't afford after the divorce. So you always go just on the edge of what you could afford. And then you suddenly reduce that to half and you can't afford it anymore.
Well, this is directed by Alexander Payne.
Yes.
Who knows something about human beings.
Yeah, he did The Descendants and Election and Sideways.
And again, you're kind of looking microscopically at humans, so to speak, and at human foibles. And what I like about downsizing is the irony of supposedly doing something good for the environment by shrinking yourself down, which means that everything you use is shrunken down. But at the same time, having been jealous of your neighbors, hoping for that kind of house and lifestyle that you've always wanted, which was consumer fantasy again, Payne is telling us you're not going to avoid those crass inclinations that we have.
Well, not just avoid it. That's the reason people do it. Nobody's doing this for the environment. In this
supposedly,
movie, nobody
supposedly.
Is doing this to save the planet. People are doing this because the resource drain is much smaller and you can get more for a buck. You know, there's a joke in there where somebody has all this jewelry and it's like $80 worth of jewelry because the diamonds are, you know, teeny, teeny, tiny.
Right, right. And that's Laura Dern in a bathtub, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. This is not all just browbeating about how bad we are as consumers. There's some lighthearted moments in this.
When it comes to this, you're right. It has this emotional up and down.
Yeah,
and
tonally.
And tonally, it's all over the place.
Yes.
And that's one of my problems is Payne's trying to do so much with this movie. Like, each scene at times feels like it's written and directed by different people. And at times, bits of dialogue, it like shifts in and out from trying to be dramatic to be funny, very awkwardly.
The relationship between Matt Damon and the woman he finds, the Vietnamese woman.
Yes.
A comment, I suppose, upon immigration, another one of the topics that he's unable to fully flesh out.
Or focus on.
Or focus on, right.
Like, the actors, I think, even like Matt Damon, I think he's at times lost in what he's supposed to be and what his characters, where he's supposed to go and what he's supposed to do.
I enjoyed Christoph Waltz, as I always do, because he goes over the top, always. He's playing Euro trash, and he's good at it.
There's this Vietnamese woman who the group had smuggled themselves in a TV box because they're all tiny.
I love
and
that.
He kind of sort of meanders around comedically around these points, but never actually makes them and then moves on to something else. I mean, there's the thing about the environment and then they move on to that. There's crass consumerism. Seems almost at times going for that allegory of American work that's shipped overseas to India that people can do it much cheaper. And then he abandons that. And then he goes on to say, well, we're going to, you know, deal about immigration. We're going to abandon that. We're going to deal about social classes. We're going to abandon that. Yeah, sure.
Oh, Kevin Carr, I have a feeling I better give my grade first. Anyway, the film is Downsizing. The director is the acclaimed Alexander Payne. It stars Matt Damon, and I'm going to award it a B.
And, you know, this is a historic moment, John, because usually we're really close. This time we're not. I'm going on a D for this one, for Downsizing.
So, It's Movie Time has its own confrontations, and here we are. We hope that you all don't downsize the take on this this film, because they sure are trying. But anyway, it's a film worth seeing in the holidays.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the show and read reviews online at WCBE.org.